Unit 13, Exercise 4. Some of the most popular and widespread cultured dairy products are yogurt and cheese. Records of yogurt preparation as food date back to centuries BC. Classic yogurt is the result of the fermentation of two main bacterial species, Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus. Sometimes other lactic acid bacteria are added as well. Yogurt is most often made of cow's milk, although milk from sheep, goats, water buffalo, camels and yaks is used as well, depending on the region of cultivation. To make yogurt, milk is first heated to 80 degrees centigrade or boiled to kill any pathogenic bacteria and to denature milk proteins to prevent the formation of curds. After it is cooled down to about 45 degrees centigrade, the starter culture of the two species is mixed well with the milk and incubated at the same temperature for a few hours. In many countries, the traditional food is yogurt without any sweeteners, which could be consumed plain or used to prepare a variety of dishes, usually with vegetables. Yogurt has been traditionally consumed in Eastern cultures as a cold drink after mixing with water, for example, lassi, eran, duga. After the industrialization of yogurt production in the 20th century, yogurt with added sweetener and fruit or fruit jam has become popular in the Western world. Cheese is another popular and ancient dairy product. It consists of milk proteins and fat together with lactic acid bacteria. It has a longer shelf life than uncultured milk. Currently, there are a few hundred varieties of cheese produced all over the world. Making cheese is similar to yogurt, but after acidification, usually with lactic acid bacteria, lactococci, lactobacilli, streptococci, the solids are separated from the whey by coagulation with rennet and processed further to yield the final product. Depending on the type of cheese, the solids could go straight to packaging or other bacterial mold could be added. For example, penicillium mold for blue cheese for additional fermentation.